Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
What's keeping you from stepping outside the box? It's time to join those who are following their dreams and changing their life. Welcome to Journey to Gold with your host, CJ. In our program, you'll meet some amazing people with a new attitude. And through the Dream Quest Challenge with Josie Fasentino, you'll hear artists who are making a difference. Find out how you, too, can follow your dream and live the life you've always wanted. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Aloha! Welcome to our show. Thank you for stepping outside the box to be with us tonight. And, you know, we've got a great show. I'm very excited about it. Tonight's episode is called To Tell the Truth. And actually, both our guests this evening have some very interesting things to share with us. Did you ever wonder, you know, about the truth of so many things that we hear about through the media, the backstory, the details and the facts that we're never privy to, really, most of the time, when we hear things on the news or through the media? And I'm a big conspiracy buff. There are so many things that I always question. My grandmother used to always say, don't believe anything you see and only half of what you hear. Well, Marilyn Monroe has been dead 50 years, and there is still an unbelievable amount of mystery around her, around her life, around the people that were close to her, and specifically around her death still to this day. Our first guest tonight was able to get the skinny on at least a small piece of Marilyn's life during the time she was with Joe DiMaggio. Radio and television host Mary Jane Popp is with us tonight. She's been in the business for 35 years, and she's here to talk about her soon-to-be bestseller, Marilyn, Joe, and Me, which is an intimate look, and more importantly, the truth about the relationship between Marilyn Monroe and Joe DiMaggio, from the perspective of Joe's niece, June DiMaggio. Aloha, Mary Jane.
Aloha, CJ. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Well, welcome from Sacramento, California. We're not too far away.
Oh, right. You're in Sacramento right now?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, that's awesome. I thought you were out of L.A.
No, actually, Sacramento, which is kind of more fun because we actually have seasons up here.
So yeah.
We don't have to change the plastic flowers like they do down south.
It's fur enough north to get some cold weather, huh?
Yeah, it's been chilly, been rainy here. But I'll tell you, I have been so blessed in my life to meet the wonderful people just as you have on the air. And I'll tell you, I just did an interview with Kreskin, the amazing Kreskin.
Mm.
And just to show you how people care about one another, we put out our heart and soul, and that's what I try to do with you, CJ, is to let you know exactly what happened. It was so funny how June and I met. June DiMaggio was not exactly an A actress, but a B actress and a singer actress in Los mm-hmm. Angeles for 35 years. And she knew Marilyn for not only the time that she and Joe were together, but for 11 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, she saw her almost every weekend whenever she wasn't on location, you know, doing a movie. She would come over. The woman absolutely loved lasagna, and so June would always make lasagna for her and all the different types of things. They had wonderful times together. They had, you know, they would watch cartoons and pop popcorn, and nobody knows the real Marilyn, not the Marilyn that everybody really bashes these days, the mm-hmm. movies that have come out. June won't even go see them. She absolutely refuses to go see them. She's almost 90 years old, and she said, you know what? I'm not going to go and see what they say about Marilyn. They weren't there. They didn't know the woman that I knew. Why should I see what they're doing or what their perception of Marilyn was when I know the real Marilyn? And
absolutely.
It was so funny because I met June back in 1980. It was one of my very first radio shows. I did television before that and then went into radio. And I had this guy on by the name of Bob Slater, and he claimed that he was married to Marilyn for like, what, 2.5 minutes? And then they got this annulment in Mexico and the whole nine yards. And he wrote a book, of course. And so after the show, I get this call from this disembodied voice. I had no idea who she was. And she said, "Excuse me, Mary Jane, that guy is full of it." I said, "Full of what? Well, who are you?" She said, "Well, he doesn't know a doggone thing about Marilyn. I knew Marilyn for 11 years. I'm the niece of Joe DiMaggio. I can tell you stories about Marilyn, the real stories." And I said, "Fine, come on the show." Well, mm-hmm. she did. But, you know, in the short time that we had on the air, she couldn't tell all the stories. But over the years, I had all these wonderful stories that I heard about Marilyn and about Joe and their life and how they loved each other so much till the day they died, even though they separated. They were only married 9 months, CJ.
Mm-hmm, I know.
But it was a lifetime that they were supposed to be together. They were star-crossed lovers is what they were. And the sad part is that after the 11 years, they were finally going to get back together again. And the day that Marilyn was buried was the day that she and Joe were supposed to be remarried. And that's the sad part of the story.
That's heartbreaking.
It is. It really is. Although Joe was always there for her. Joe never remarried. Of course, Marilyn did remarry. But I think she married Arthur Miller simply because she wanted to be a dramatic actress. That was her dream.
Mm-hmm.
The unfortunate part is she died so young that she wasn't able to fulfill her dream. And that's why I tell people and I say to people, do what you need to do today. You don't know what tomorrow holds. CJ, like yourself, you've taken the bull by the horns and said, you know what, I want to do something. I want to make something happen, and you made it happen. I started out singing and acting and fell into doing talk shows, and I said, that's it. I love it. I love what I'm doing. Isn't it wonderful to go to work every single day that you do this and say, I want to be here? Not I have to be here. I love being here.
It's absolutely, you know, it's truly a blessing. You, you know, you're so good at articulating it. I feel very, very blessed.
Absolutely. And we learn every single day. Every mm-hmm. day that we talk to someone, we are more enriched. We have more information that is given to us that makes us a better person than we were the day before. And to continue it, to have that happen every single day, that's magic. That's mm-hmm. magic to me.
It is. Now, as far as Marilyn, really, what kind of person was she? Was she sensitive? And
oh, she was not only sensitive, absolutely very sensitive. And, you know, people think that she was a hard person because she was this sexy girl up on the screen, et cetera. That wasn't what she was like at all.
Mm-hmm.
Things affected her greatly. But she was also very generous. She was intelligent. She could quote Emerson without a book. And she loved to learn. June DiMaggio was raised by her grandmother, who, because her mother and dad, Tom and Louise, had the restaurant, DiMaggio's restaurant on Fisherman's mm-hmm. Wharf in San Francisco. So they were busy. So she was pretty much raised by the grandmother. In that era, that happened a lot. My brother was the same way. You know, the parents worked and the grandmother raised the child.
Mm-hmm.
And she happened to be Mormon. She turned Mormon, the grandmother. And so June learned a great deal about Mormonism, and Marilyn, she wanted to know about it. She wanted to read the book. She wanted to hear more about it. She had an insatiable curiosity, and she wanted to learn all the time. She was generous to a fault. June said every time she would come over, she would always have something, a dish of candy, a candlestick, something, anything she would bring over with her all the time. The bottom line is that she so wanted to be a dramatic actress, and she actually auditioned for, do you remember the movie The Brothers Karamazov?
No, I don't.
It was a very, very famous movie, and she wanted so desperately to play the lead in that, and a dramatic actress, and June worked with her on a scene, and she had it so perfection. June said she cried when she saw her perform that scene.
Wow.
Well, she went to the big mucky mucks at the studio, audition, and they said, yeah, you're very good as a dramatic actress, but you know what? We have our dramatic actresses. You're our sex goddess. End of story.
Yep, sex sells, and that's where we want you. And in those days, I mean, Judy Garland, I mean, you can name them.
Oh, Judy Garland, all these wonderful...
Ava Gardner, I mean, you know, you can go down the list. And you did what they told you to do.
Yeah, and she had her bad times. I mean, so June's... They would go over to June's apartment, And Barbara Klein was June's mentor and a mentor to Marilyn also. And she would say, you know, I want to take a shower before dinner because I just have to get this dirt off of me. Mm-hmm. And part of that was because she had to do what the chiefs at the studio wanted her to do. And you know what I mean by that.
Yeah, definitely.
But it was sad. But she was a wonderful person. She loved Joe. Joe loved her till the day that she died and after. I mean, on his deathbed, he turned to June when she said, you know, Uncle Joe, I'm crying. I don't want to see you go. And he said, no, don't cry for me because I'm going to see my Marilyn. I'm happy.
Oh, I mean, how sweet.
Is that true love? I mean, he knew that he was going to see Marilyn again. And at the funeral, he took over. He did mm-hmm. everything at the funeral, and we've got funeral pictures in the book. You will not see any of the fancy Hollywood types at her funeral because he said they misused her and they abused her in life. I will not allow them to do that in her death.
Is that what caused you to write the book?
Absolutely. That was part of it. And, you know, over the years, like I said, I heard stories about June, about Marilyn and Joe from June DiMaggio. And I kept seeing all these other books coming out and saying other things about her and terrible things about her. And I mm-hmm. thought, enough's enough. And also Barbara Klein, who was June's teacher, vocal teacher. She was the vocal teacher to the stars for many years in Hollywood. And she told June, you know, all these stories, you got to put them down. Why don't you write a book? Well, June came to me, and I know it's fate. All I can say is it was meant to be. And I knew the story had to be told before June passes. I mean, she's 90 years old now. And it's like, you know, she could live to be 110. But even then, those stories are all going to be gone.
That's true. If you don't capture it now, it dies with the person who knew the truth.
The real truth. And so when we started the book, it took 7 years to get
wow.
the book to come to fruition because, you know, I would sit. I didn't have the time. I was doing a show every day. So once a week, I'd go over and listen to the stories, take notes, tape all these different stories that she was telling me. And then you had to try to figure out how to put them all together because it was amazing. And then we had to go through her albums, DJ. And
oh,
I mean,
gosh.
Tons of photos about her family and the people that she worked with. I mean, she worked with the likes of Carol Channing, Jeanette McDonald, and Barbara Stanwyck, and Ann Southern, and
oh,
White.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, Hugh O'Brien, all these people that June actually worked with. So we put some of those in there, too, because she had some wonderful stories about these people.
Well, you know, I can't believe, you know, we could talk about this for hours, but
oh, yeah.
we're almost out of time.
Oh,
and
darn.
I know. Isn't that something? But how can someone get their hands on the book? Tell us how they can get a hold of you or how they can, you know, get access to the book.
The easiest way they can do both. All right. To get the book, if they go to my website, which is popoff.com, it's P-O-P-P-O-F-F, two P's and two F's, popoff.com. Mm-hmm. They can order it there. We'll also knock off $5 off the book, and it'll include the shipping and handling and all that. And I will also make sure it's an autographed copy for them, okay? And I'm doing that because of you, CJ, because you're a terrific person, and I want your listeners to have something special, especially for the holidays.
Well, thank you so much.
And if they want to reach me, all they have to do is go to popoff, P-O-P-P-O-F-F, at live, live.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Mary Jane, for being with us tonight. I can't tell you how wonderful it is. I love it when we're able to spend some time together, and I can't wait till we can do it again.
And I want to close off with a quote that I use on my show every single day. Live simply, laugh often, love deeply, and above all else, dare to dream. Because if you can't dream, if you don't have the dream, how can you make the dream come true?
So true. Absolutely. Well, thank you. And
my
you take
pleasure.
Care up there in Sacramento, huh?
You too, sweetheart. Aloha, and the best to you and your
Aloha.
Listeners.
You have a great holiday. I'll talk to you soon.
You bet, sweetheart. Take care.
All right. You too. Bye-bye. Well, we're going to take a quick break right now, folks. Don't go away. We've got a new attitude coming up. We'll be right back.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
Starship 2000 has provided business development services to small business owners since 1992. You'll find over 30 years in public accounting to help you with your business, supported by 20 years in technology and development. Technology and accounting, what a combination! But then, they've always been one step ahead of the curve. Increase your sales and reach more customers with your very own professional video commercial and send guaranteed human traffic to your website or sales page. Advanced internet marketing with video production. This is huge! Are you having trouble keeping up with your books? Have you fallen behind on your taxes and don't know what to do? Starship 2000's taxes and accounting services can help you. From your daily bookkeeping to tax preparation and IRS representation, doesn't matter where you are, they prepare taxes for all 50 states. Starship 2000 is here to be a part of your team. Go to www.starship2000.com for more info or tweet us at Starship2000. Starship 2000, your pathway to success.
Backyard Records presents Holly McCormick's debut album, So Far From Reality. Holly delivers deeply personal stories with her signature evocative and smoky vocals, laid over well-crafted arrangements.
Not a girly girl.
The album embodies the alternative folk spirit through Holly's original tunes and carefully selected covers. Download it today at Apple iTunes. For more information about Backyard Records and their artists, visit backyardrecords.net.
Follow us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
You're listening to Journey to Gold with CJ. Want to join others who are making a difference? Connect with the program by calling us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to talkradio@journeytogold.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. We're now about to start our new attitude segment, which is where we have guests who share their inspirational stories, experts who can help you take that next step toward the life you'd like to see for yourself, and very special people who have stepped outside the box to make a difference. And that is definitely Pam Gaylor, who is with us this evening. Pam has over 25 years in technology and marketing and sales, but her passion is supporting the elderly, as she is the primary caregiver for her mother. And Pam is here to share with us her innovative and creative invention or software, actually, that is helping Alzheimer's patients and their caretakers live a life of quality. And I can't wait to bring her on because she can tell you a lot more than I can. Aloha, Pam.
Aloha, CJ.
How are you?
I am excellent. How are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry. I didn't do a very good job at describing your technology. It's so involved, and it has me just mesmerized. So let's start with your story on how this kind of started up.
I am, as you had said, the primary caregiver for my mother, and she has vascular dementia. She lives with us at home. And it's been a challenge keeping up with everything, like her medicines. When I was on the road, I used to travel quite a bit. Being able to talk to her remotely and see if she was okay was an impossibility. And this solution pretty much came to me through my business. Somebody wanted me to help them market it, and now it's turned into a business that I've developed to become the sole marketer globally for the MemoryMate product. And essentially, it's an easy interface for the person at home and a very detailed interface that I can go online anywhere in the world and I can look at my mom, talk to her via video. I can put all of her medicines in there, make sure that she gets them when she's supposed to. It has a calendar. It has communications tools, keeps appointments, everything as far as making sure she is kept on target where she needs to be. So So basically that's it. But it's a very simple interface for her. She has a touch screen. She's not technologically adept. She's 91. So it's just something that she can use, and it reminds her when to take her pills, and she can see me, so she hears better when she sees me via video and all of that. So,
it's a complete turnkey solution, right?
Right. It's a turnkey patented technology. It's a solution that was developed by caregivers for caregivers. It uses, it's really for the homebound patients. They can be checked on without the need to physically be there. So not only for somebody who has dementia, Alzheimer's, but any elderly person who has family that's far flung. So it keeps them in touch. And by doing so, it keeps them engaged.
Well, this is, you know, this is awesome because I myself, and I'm sure there are many of our listeners out there who are looking at, you know, nowadays we're looking at taking care of our parents.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this is big. This is huge. You're actually pursuing investors and...
Yeah, it's been quite an interesting path that has opened up before me without even me trying. It's just been quite interesting when you put yourself out there how things open up to you. I have now an angel investor who's given me money to get this last bit put together so that I can get it into paid pilots. I have people waiting in the wings to go into pilot. I just have one last piece to get done. And then I have a whole other round of funding coming in January, and they're also going to be a partner. And then I have just today, this evening, for example, I met one of the lawyers for the lawyers law school here. They are a teacher, and she's partnered with somebody who does all the elder care law at Stetson University, and she said, you need to call her. So it's like every turn of the way I get run into somebody without really trying. It's just because I have opened myself up to the possibility, and here I am. It's moving along very fast.
You know, it is amazing, but you're such a perfect example of how when someone allows themselves to be led and you have a purpose. I mean, you found your purpose through all of this.
Yeah, definitely. It's my passion. And it's so different. When I worked for a corporation, I was in corporate America forever, like you. We talked before.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't my passion. And then I jumped out and managed my own business, and that really wasn't my passion either. It was down the same technology path. And then this came to me, and I've really been, I haven't earned a cent, and I've been working on it for 3 years, but that's not really why I was motivated by it, because it really speaks to me and the life I live. And I know there are other people out there that live the same caregiver life, and you just feel like you're by yourself and how to support all of that. And then I found there's a whole solution for nursing facilities and for different programs out there that can use this technology that makes their lives easier. So it's just opened up a whole new world for me, and I'm extremely excited about it.
So you're discovering other applications.
Yes.
Where your technology can... So there's no limit.
Yeah, I'm really... It's what it is. It's a private, secure, patient centered portal, and it focuses on care coordination, if that makes any sense. So all personal health care information is resident there, but it's not HIPAA, you know, you don't have to deal with any of that because it's a private intranet. If you think of Facebook, where you have all your friends involved, this is that way, but you have to be invited in, and then all the information is kept for the person that is at home or that is in a home. And so, and it allows everybody to touch that person and gives them a better quality of life. When you engage an elderly person, there's also games, there's all kinds of stuff in this, but it gives them a better quality of life. They're not isolated. When they get isolated, they get depressed. So
that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely awesome. So, you know, you have experienced so many different walks of life, really, in a lot of different areas outside of, you know, added to technology. And for our listeners out there, if there was one thing you would want to make sure got across during our short time together this evening, what would you want that one thing to be?
I would want it to be that no matter, find your passion, number one, and no matter the obstacles, just know that the obstacle is put in your path for a purpose, and that when you overcome that, you become stronger. And in becoming stronger, it really solidifies that you're on the right path again, but you're being led, and it's really pretty amazing to me that things open up before you when you are open. And so I think that's key. When you close yourself down and don't open yourself up to all the possibilities, that I think you lose out.
Mm-hmm. Just think of what you could be missing out on.
Oh, I know, and I've met so many fascinating people. I've been to Australia at the Dementia Conference. Amazing people, just amazing. And everybody's very caring in this environment. So I've just been, I feel very blessed to have met half the people I have met. So
that's incredible. Yeah. So you're looking at this going worldwide?
Well, yes, global. We'll start with the United States. We start in January, and then mm-hmm. in spring we begin the full launch rollout. And then I went to Australia for a purpose, which was to meet the rest of the world in this arena, the dementia care arena. And because I know it takes about 3 years to develop relationships, and I did meet some fascinating and brilliant people. And so people all over the world were there. It was the inaugural International Dementia Conference.
Wow.
So my goal is at the next meeting I will be able to launch at that point globally into countries that are English speaking, because then you'll have to change up the software so that as you go into countries that aren't, change it so that it would be compliant or whatever to their languages. So my primary targets to launch globally after America are obviously Australia and United Kingdom. So I met leaders in that arena while I was there, and they were just amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how can someone get a hold of you? We have we're almost out of time, but how can someone get a hold of you if they want to know more about your project or if they want to get involved? There may be investors out there listening right now who might mm-hmm. want to get in touch with you. How do they do that?
The best is my email. My website is not, it's done, but it's not complete. We're redoing the entire thing. So my email is pgaylor@connectedcare-solutions.com. But if you go to my website, my information is there as well with my cell and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
You can either email me or go to my website and just close your eyes and know it's going to change. and then we'll get that, within the next few weeks, going to be totally revamped.
Well, thank you so much for being with us tonight. You are a geek after my own heart, Pam.
I like you so much. We connected.
And I can't wait to see more. I mean, I'm still learning about all of the different facts, the different uses and applications of this. It's just mind-boggling.
Yeah, it keeps morphing, which is interesting to me. But and it's like I didn't even think of things, and like, have you thought of this? And then all of a sudden, the door opens up, and I've got people wanting to buy it in this arena. It's just really very interesting.
Well, that's terrific. Well, thanks again for being with us. I am so glad you were able to spend the time to let our listeners know about it, and looking forward to us doing this again.
Yes, indeed, and thank you so much. And you have a fabulous weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Okay.
You take care, Pam.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, stay tuned for the Dream Quest Challenge is coming up, folks. Be right back.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Backyard Records presents Holly McCormick's debut album, So Far From Reality. Holly delivers deeply personal stories with her signature evocative and smoky vocals laid over well-crafted arrangements.
Not a girly girl.
The album embodies the alternative folk spirit through Holly's original tunes and carefully selected covers.
We're so far from reality.
Download it today at Apple iTunes. For more information about Backyard Records and their artists, visit backyardrecords.net.
Starship 2000 has provided business development services to small business owners since 1992. You'll find over 30 years in public accounting to help you with your business, supported by 20 years in technology and development.
technology and accounting, what a combination. But then, they've always been one step ahead of the curve. Increase your sales and reach more customers with your very own professional video commercial and send guaranteed human traffic to your website or sales page. Advanced internet marketing with video production. This is huge! Are you having trouble keeping up with your books? Have you fallen behind on your taxes and don't know what to do? Starship 2000's taxes and accounting services can help you. From your daily bookkeeping to tax preparation and IRS representation, doesn't matter where you are, they prepare taxes for all 50 states. Starship 2000 is here to be a part of your team. Go to www.starship2000.com for more info or tweet us at Starship2000. Starship 2000, your pathway to success.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You're listening to Journey to Gold with CJ. Want to join others who are making a difference? Connect with the program by calling us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to talkradio@journeytogold.com. Now, back to the show.
Well, welcome back. And now we're about to go into the Dream Quest Challenge with Josie Passantino. And Josie, you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi. You've got some challengers for us, don't you?
I do. Some more amazing challenges. So I'm challengers. I'm ready.
Well, take it away.
All right. Thank you. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Dream Quest Challenge right here on Journey to Gold. I'm Josie Passantino, your host and artist. We are still accepting contestants. So all of you singers and songwriters out there, please go to journeytogold.com. And click on the Dream Quest Challenge to submit your story and your song, and then I'll be featuring a couple contestants a week. And also later I'm going to tell you how to vote for your favorite, so stay tuned for that. You know you want to vote. Up first, I want to tell you a bit about our contestant, Wayne Jacobs. Wayne started his journey off writing country songs after watching the film Walk the Line by Johnny Cash back in 2009. In the film, Johnny Cash wrote his country songs to the sound of a train, so Wayne did the same thing and came up with this awesome song called My Tennessee Girl. Many successes for this song, including being a semi-finalist in Song of the Year, which is a worldwide song writing contest. So back home, his fans also call him the Buddy Holly of the UK, which he takes as a great compliment, as he should. That is a great compliment. So now let's take a listen to the song that Wayne submitted to us for voting. Here is Wayne Jacobs and his song, My Tennessee Girl. Hit it.
It's 6 in the morning, she hears a train a-coming. The wheels are a-humming to our Johnny Cash song as the train rolls in. The brakes begin to sing for my Tennessee girl who loves to wear my ring. My Tennessee girl who loves to wear my ring. She waits in the rain until the train rolls in. She's the girl of my dreams, she's as cute as they come. She always buys me coffee with an Egg McMuffin bun. I said she always buys me coffee with an Egg McMuffin bun. It's 7 in the morning, we're hugging and a-kissing. The wheels are a-humming to our Johnny Cash song as the train rolls out. My heart begins to melt for my Tennessee girl who loves to wear my ring. My Tennessee girl who loves to wear my ring. She waits in the rain until the train rolls in. She's the girl of my dreams, she's as cute as they come. She always buys me coffee with an Egg McMuffin bun. I said she always buys me coffee with an Egg McMuffin bun. My coffee's black and it tastes good, just like your kisses I knew they would. We've missed our train, but we don't care. I'm in love with you, girl, and your golden hair.
Tennessee girl who loves to wear my ring. She waits in the rain until the train rolls in. She's the girl of my dreams, she's as cute as they come. She always buys me coffee with an Egg McMuffin bun. I said she always buys me coffee with an Egg McMuffin bun. My Tennessee girl who loves to wear my ring. She waits in the rain until the train rolls in. She's the girl of my dreams, she's as cute as they come. She always buys me coffee with an Egg McMuffin bun. I said she always buys me coffee with an Egg McMuffin bun. I said she always buys me coffee with an Egg McMuffin bun.
Up next, I want to tell you about our contestant Mark Regula with the Ivory Tower Project. Ivory Tower Project was founded by New York veteran songwriters Johnny Jace and Mark Regula himself. Their objective was to write memorable songs from the heart and soul, which they do. This group went through many things, including the loss of some very dear members. But that didn't stop them. They continued to work hard and form their own record label and publishing. They had great success with their CD Red Hot, getting airplay on over 475 radio stations throughout 30 worldwide countries. Whoa. Mark has been in a car accident, which actually left him disabled. However, this isn't stopping this driven singer-songwriter, as he is back in the studio working on another CD. The song we will play tonight is a song for all those that feel like they are different to rise above those challenges. Now let's take a listen to the song that Mark submitted to us for voting. Here is Mark Regula and his song, My Name.
Lost in a world where nobody knows you, and leading a life where nobody showed you how to survive. Out on your own, with no assistance, facing the truth.
From Wayne Jacobs and Mark Regula with Ivory Tower Project. Now, everyone, here is how you can vote. If you love Dwayne Jacobs' song, My Tennessee Girl, text GOLDJACOBS1 to 411247. If you love the song by Mark Regula tonight, My Name, please text Gold Ivory to 411247. The number will be the same. All you have to do is add the contestant's last name to the word gold, and your vote is casted. International voting is now available at www.journeytogold.com. Listeners outside of the U.S. can now vote through the website online for your favorite artist or song. And you can vote as many times as you would like. Just go to the Challenger page and select your favorite Challenger to vote for their song. As a reminder, for us to have a winner, you need to vote, so please, please do so. To find all of our contestants, just go to the contestants tab at journeytogold.com. But also, I really want to mention as well, make sure you go, when you go to journeytogold.com, check out all of the tabs. I mean, CJ is amazing. She has some great guests so far coming up that you could review. Then check out all the contestants, get your votes, of course, and just check out the site. Check out the site. It's a great site. It has lots of stuff for you to offer. And also, speaking of Dream Quest Challenge now here, I want to repeat that we are still accepting contestants. So all of you singers and songwriters, please go to journeytogold.com. Click on the Dream Quest Challenge to submit your story and your song. I'll be featuring a couple contestants a week. So please make sure you bring those in. I would love to hear your song, your wonderful song, and your stories. So far, I have really introduced to all of you some really, really great contestants, and I'm very proud of all of them, and they're doing so amazing so far. So please vote for these amazing, amazing people. And once again, you could vote just a number of times. It doesn't matter. Just keep voting. Keep voting for your favorites. You need to vote. You need to vote. And also, international voting is now available, like I mentioned, which is very exciting. And people are already taking advantage of that. So that's awesome. So keep going. Keep going. JourneyToGold.com. Now let's go back to CJ. Woohoo! I'm Jess Fresentino, and I'll be back next week to put the spotlight on two more contestants. Until then, get your music into us and keep your quest for your dream alive. Yeah!
We're on Facebook along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
Backyard Records presents Holly McCormick's debut album, So Far From Reality. Holly delivers deeply personal stories with her signature evocative and smoky vocals laid over well-crafted arrangements.
Not a girly girl.
The album embodies the alternative folk spirit through Holly's original tunes and carefully selected covers. Download it today at Apple iTunes. For more information about Backyard Records and their artists, visit backyardrecords.net.
Starship 2000 has provided business development services to small business owners since 1992. You'll find over 30 years in public accounting to help you with your business, supported by 20 years in technology and development. Technology and accounting, what a combination! But then, they've always been one step ahead of the curve. Increase your sales and reach more customers with your very own professional video commercial and send guaranteed human traffic to your website or sales page. Advanced internet marketing with video production. This is huge! Are you having trouble keeping up with your books? Have you fallen behind on your taxes and don't know what to do? Starship 2000's taxes and accounting services can help you. From your daily bookkeeping to tax preparation and IRS representation, doesn't matter where you are, they prepare taxes for all 50 states. Starship 2000 is here to be a part of your team. Go to www.starship2000.com for more info or tweet us at Starship2000. Starship 2000, your pathway to success.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You're listening to Journey to Gold with CJ. Want to join others who are making a difference? Connect with the program by calling us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. 646-9141 or send an email to talkradio@journeytogold.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. We just heard some great challengers from our Dream Quest Challenge. Hope you enjoyed that. Please make sure to vote. We definitely are looking forward to hearing who your favorites are, as well as we have an iPhone 5 for the voter at the end, or one of our lucky voters at the end of the contest. In the meantime, right now, we are going to hear a song from our featured artist for the month, Teenie Gray, who is another example of someone who's out there living their dream. The song is called Wandering Love. It's another track from his new album, Shades of Gray.
We traveled all kinds of roads, saw different signs. Still, that led us here to a place undefined. Thought we had the answers and every problem solved. Nothing really added up. We're divided now, you're gone. Do you really want this? What's going through your head? Doesn't it affect you? Baby, all that I've said. Where do we go? What do we do with us? With this wandering love? Am I your man? How can you seem like love at first sight? They said we were fools, but we stuck it out to prove us right. Was it too good to be true? I'm fighting to keep us, striving to hold on, salvaging what we had left. Baby, where'd we go wrong? Do you really want me? I don't wanna be just friends. Why you wanna break us? Are we coming to an end? Where do we go? What do we do with us? With this wandering love? Am I your man? How can you leave? Trying all I can. Did you ever love me, or was it just in my head? Did you wanna break us, or are you running scared? Where do we go? What do we do with us? With this wandering love? Am I your man? How can you leave out trying all I can? Where do we go?
Ah, that was Teenie Gray and Wandering Love. Dreams do come true. Man alone has the power to transform his thoughts into physical reality. Man alone can dream and make his dreams come true. Napoleon Hill. You know, the truth is, we all have the power to make our wishes and dreams come true as long as we keep holding on to the hope and believing in our dreams. In order to be successful and accomplish your dreams, you have to be able to push yourself outside of your comfort zone, outside the box, and become comfortable with being uncomfortable. I know it sounds weird, but that's when you know you're stretching. That's when you know you're getting closer to where you want to be. That unfamiliar territory that makes you anxious and yet excited at the same time, because you know you're moving. You can feel it. And that's when change happens. I want to thank our sponsors. If you liked what you heard tonight, you can help support music and the arts in our schools and the right to have a home by becoming one of our gold partners. Just email talkradio@journeythegold.com with gold partner in the subject line for more details. Or go to www.journeythegold.com. Support independent thinkers and independent artists. That's our show for tonight, folks. I am so grateful that you spent this evening with us. We just need to be willing to make a change, and it'll happen in our life. And I think because we're human, we need to keep reminding ourselves that that's exactly what we need to do. It's so easy to feel stuck and to stay complacent. It's safe. We don't have to think about it. And we don't have to think about what's next because we know what's next. The same old thing. So make sure to tune in next week. We'll have some more great guests and great artists who are out there living their dream that will play for you. And in the meantime, just don't give up on your dreams. Remember, no matter where you are in your life, no matter what's going on, no matter how bad it may seem, one thing you can be sure of, it'll change. So don't give up. Have a great weekend, everybody. Feed your spirit. Aloha.
That's all for this week. Be sure to join CJ for Journey to Gold every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Thanks again for listening. Step outside the box and make it a weekend to remember.